Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. You know that feeling when you're constantly giving without receiving? When your energy feels depleted and you feel like saying yes to everything just to keep the peace? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into a crucial topic, setting boundaries in relationships. And trust me, this isn't about being selfish or becoming a recluse. This is about honoring yourself, your needs, and creating space for healthy, fulfilling connections. Think of boundaries like the invisible fences around your emotional well-being. They define what you're comfortable with, what feels respectful, and what simply doesn't work for you. They keep your energy vibrant, prevent resentment from creeping in, and ultimately lead to stronger, more authentic relationships. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to setting boundaries. 1. Recognize your needs. Before you can set any boundaries, you need to know what you need. Are you constantly drained after social events? Do certain conversations leave you feeling emotionally exhausted? Take some time for self-reflection and identify your needs in different areas of your life, relationships, work, personal time. Once you know what's essential for your well-being, you can start crafting boundaries around them. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. This is huge. Remember, setting boundaries isn't about being demanding or aggressive. It's about clear, respectful communication. When you need to say no, do it kindly but firmly. Explain your reasons briefly without feeling obligated to justify yourself excessively. For example, instead of saying, "I can't make it tonight," try something like, "Thanks for inviting me. I have a prior commitment this evening, but I'd love to catch up another time." 3. Be consistent. Here's the thing. Boundaries are only effective if you enforce them consistently. If you give in every time someone pushes your limits, they learn that your boundaries aren't serious. So, stand your ground. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but over time, people will respect your limits and adjust their behavior accordingly. 4. Don't be afraid to say no. This one can be tough, especially for people pleasers, but saying no is essential for setting healthy boundaries. You don't have to justify every no, and you certainly shouldn't feel guilty for prioritizing your own needs. Remember, saying yes when you really want to say no only sets you up for resentment and burnout. 5. It's a process. Setting boundaries is an ongoing journey, not a one-time event. You might need to adjust them as your life changes or as your relationships evolve. Be patient with yourself, learn from your experiences, and keep refining those boundaries until they feel truly right for you. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? Like you had to constantly tiptoe around their feelings or needs while yours were completely ignored? That's a classic sign that boundaries need some work. Imagine this. You have a friend who always calls you late at night, even when you've specifically asked them not to because it disrupts your sleep. They know you're tired and sensitive to noise, yet they keep calling. That's a boundary being crossed. Now imagine saying something like, "Hey, I love catching up with you, but late night calls are tough for me. Would it be okay if we spoke earlier in the evening?" That's setting a clear boundary and communicating your needs respectfully. Remember, strong boundaries aren't about pushing people away. They're about creating space for healthy, respectful connections. They allow you to show up authentically, protect your energy, and build relationships that are truly fulfilling. So, go out there and start setting those boundaries. You deserve it. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're working on implementing in your life? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. It helps more amazing people like you discover this podcast. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.